got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
But all right, y'all. All across the USC, Compton, Watts, Bay to LA, Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer Cali. So if you keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gon' tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gon' tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Stale.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the streets.
What's happening, everybody? It's your man, Big Steel, with another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Today, I don't have the homies with me, but I do have a very, very special guest to dig in the house for y'all today. One of the most prolific brothers from New York. You know what? I don't know if I can give him the proper introduction that he needs, man. Do me a favor. Tell the people where you're from, first of all.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Bed-Stuy, to be exact. Lafayette Gardens Projects, better known as LG.
The LGs?
LG. My name is Fruit Pond, also known as Big Fruit. fruit. That's who I be.
And there he is right there. See, I'm going to explain to everybody something. The dynamics on the West Coast and the East Coast is like night and day. Night and day. LG's 20 floors, right? Each building 20 floors?
No, we got 7 buildings in a 4-block radius. 3 out of the 7 buildings got 20 floors.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
The other 4 buildings may have 13 to 15.
That's still big, though, man. So y'all was an actual skyscrapers then?
Pretty much, yeah. But 7 buildings is very, very small compared to other housing projects throughout New York City.
That's what Doggy was telling me. Doggy was saying that y'all kind of like the smallest projects, but you got to understand, on the West Coast, we don't have no stuff like that.
Everything is short.
Yeah, everything is short and kind of spread out. Like, you may see some townhouses or something like that. It look like townhouses almost, right?
Right.
But they just lined up right next to each other and on top of each other. And I always used to ask Doggy, I said, man, New York cats seem like they move a little different. I understand why now. Y'all living on top of each other back in that motherfucker. So you got to be aggressive.
It's pretty much when you do your history, when you go back into African history and things like that, and slavery, you know how they stacked us up on the boats on top of each other? That's all it was. They brung that shit to the housing projects and stacked us all up on top of each other like slave ships.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I saw. Now, you jumped off the porch, man, like prior to the crack era. You was running the streets way before the crack era.
I wouldn't say that. The crack era came about, it started in the Bronx for sure. And you talking early 80s, man, like 83, 80, 45, maybe. I came out the house in 1980, maybe 3. I'm 83 to be exact. I never forget. It was 83, July, the night Diana Ross hit Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first day at the house. I watched one of my older cousins get dressed. He about to hit the block, go take him some money, because that's what it was back then in the early 80s. Dudes in Brooklyn, Brownsville, and Bed-Stuy, they was on some snatching diamonds and take them to the scale and get their money that way. I had an older cousin. That was his swag. Mm-hmm. And I watched him get dressed that day in 1983. He on his way to Central Park to go take money. And I asked him, could I go with him? And he mm-hmm. told me he'll take me with him as long as I wasn't scared to take no money. So I came out the house that day. That historical day, Diana Ross set that stage in Central Park and it started raining. I came out the house that day, brother. So that's 83.
Snatching pockets off. And that's what I wanted to get into, because that was a big thing. And that was a big thing for y'all back then, pretty much tearing somebody's pockets off, going to somebody's pockets.
Okay. Now, when I came out the house with that, that's what it was. Digging your hand in somebody's pocket, snatching the money and run. But prior to me coming out the house, the older generations before me, what they used to do was called jostling. It's just a different name of pickpocketing.
Okay.
So the older generation, that's what they used to do, the jostling, which is called pickpocketing. By the time I came out the house a few years later, dudes got tired of the hustle and bustle that comes with pickpocketing. They just started snatching the whole pocket.
That's what I'm saying, snatch people's pockets off, man. Yeah. And that's almost like a universal appeal right there. So, you know, y'all got all this going on, man, and you caught your first beard in 87.
Yes, sir. Halloween 87, I was 13 years old.
Now, you 13 years old, man, and you go into pretty much was juvenile jail, right? Going to juvie, right?
Right.
Can you speak on what it was that you did that put you in that position?
Okay. In New York City, when I came out the house in the early 80s, I don't know what it was about, but every Halloween, I can't compare it to the LA riots. Don't get it twisted. But just imagine the LA riots on a minor scale.
Mm-hmm.
This is every Halloween in Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
Every Halloween in Brooklyn, New York, 200 to 300 dudes from every housing project just get together and run rampant in New York City, throwing cocktail bombs, busting jewelry store windows, running up in stores, snatching clothes, throwing eggs. Like, that's what they did on Halloween in the 80s in Brooklyn. Why? I have no idea. and I was just running amok with everybody else. So on Halloween 87, that's what was going on. And I dug a pocket and the police was a block away on a stakeout.
Oh, man.
So as we running wild, doing what we doing, the police got us in eyesight. And I guess when I made my move, they jumped out and began to chase us. And I had nowhere to go.
So you just gave it up. Now, how was you feeling? You was 13 years old. You was a little kid, man.
At the time, I was trying to get away. But when they caught me, you know, that's when that 13-year-old child kicking, crying like a baby, snot bubbling in my nose. Please don't take me to jail. I'm sorry. I get the money back. I tried all that. Ain't none of that work. They processed me, let me know my grandmother was not taking me home, and I was going to Spofford, which was the juvenile detention center in New York City then.
Okay.
And going there, I cried on that whole drive to the Bronx from Brooklyn, New York. Snot bubbling in my nose, begging them please to give me another chance. I'll never do it again. Ain't none of that work.
How long did you wind up doing?
I ended up getting an 18-month sentence in family court. October 87, I ended up coming home maybe. I had an 18-month sentence. I might have did 14 months out of it. So I did about a year and some change out of that at a juvenile facility called Berkshire Farms upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And it's a real famous place because it was a private facility. It wasn't a state-owned facility. It was privately owned. And the majority of the children there were sent there by their parents in family court. You know, they got a thing called Penn's Petition. When your family can't control you, you want to send them away. The court sent the majority of those kids there. Me being so young, they gave me a chance to come to that facility as opposed to going to one of those rougher juvenile facilities that I could have landed in.
Okay, so pretty much there, like, what was the experience like in there? Because you said that was kind of like the lightweight spot, right?
Where I did my juvenile bid was very much light, very, very, very much light. It was a blessing it was more of a blessing than a punishment.
Why you say that?
This was a non-secure facility where, guys, you had the opportunity to earn the opportunity to go home every month. You participated in local high school sports. So when I shook up the basketball court, I was in the local newspapers. I was being scouted by high schools and even junior colleges that were local. That's not the treatment of a child in a juvenile facility.
Oh, no, not at all. You actually giving the kid a chance to actually still have a future.
Right. That's what they was giving me, but I was too young to recognize that. This was a facility where we would go to lunch and Mike Tyson would be standing in the mess hall. Because the staff members was his homeboys. This was a blessing as opposed to discipline. And I didn't recognize that then.
Now, you know what? And what usually happens fruit in those type of facilities, people usually learn how to become better criminals.
Yes. And that's what I did. I hate to admit it because, like I said, you was able to earn a home visit every month. And I didn't earn them all. But the ones I did earn, the bus was dropping me off. I was coming from upstate New York on the Greyhound, and the bus would drop me off in 42nd Street, Port Authority. 42nd Street is what? Midtown Manhattan. So I'm actually getting off the bus coming from the juvenile facility, running into my homeboys in Midtown digging pockets. I'm actually digging a pocket before I get home and tell my grandmother I made it home.
That's crazy, man. So you still pretty much. So let me ask you this. Now, by the facility you being light, you said it was a blessing, but do you think if you'd have went somewhere a little bit more harsh that you probably wouldn't have been acting up when you got back home?
No, I think I would have still came home and act up because I went away at a time where it wasn't no OGs pulling the shorties up. You understand what I'm saying? It was the shorties raising the shorties, and it was hold your own. Do what you got to do. So it wasn't no OGs pulling us up in my generation. Now, me being an OG, knowing I got a bunch of little dudes in my hood that respect me and looked up to me, I'm trying to change that cycle. Because they didn't do that with us.
Of course.
They didn't do that with us.
Man. And that's important too, bro. That's important.
See,
that's very
New York
important.
City, in New York City, the OGs was coming home from doing their little 1-3s, 2-4s, and we thought that shit was cool. Now, we coming home from doing 25 and 30, and we telling these shorties, nah, that's not what's up. We didn't have the OGs do that when we was growing up.
So let me ask you this, Fruit. How much time did you actually wind up doing on that little stretch?
Oh, you're not talking to juveniles. You're talking the stretch I did with the Department of Correction.
I'm talking juvenile. We go get to that.
Okay, the juveniles, man, I did that first one probably 14 months. I came back. I did a total of three of them. I ain't learned. Between the age of 13, I spent my 16th birthday at one of those places. So between the age of 13 and 16, I did a total of three of those damn juvenile bids. One of them was for 14 months, and the other two was for 6 months apiece.
For 6 months apiece. So,
and that was before my 16th birthday.
So I would be remiss to say that you probably didn't get to go back to that nice facility that you went to the first time, huh?
Absolutely not. And I wish I did. And I wish I did because, no, I'm lying to you. I didn't, because the other facilities, by the time I started going to the second and third facility, that shit was a cakewalk for me. You know what I mean? So that's why I was coming home in 6 months. Mm-hmm. The sentence was longer, but I was doing them since 6 months because I was thirsty to get back to the streets and do the same shit I was doing. So I knew how to get in and out. I knew how to play the game.
Now let's get back to that, man. Hold on, because this is an important part right here. So when you get out of jail, so when you get finished doing your juvenile time, I don't know if I call it jail. It's still jail because you don't have your freedom. But you come home, man, you back in the FG. You back in the hood.
Right.
You know, you hitting your pockets and everything. When did the crack start popping up?
Okay, now. I came home from a juvenile bid in 1990. And I was messing with my man, Big Nut, rest in peace. Nut is another legendary figure out of Lafayette Gardens in Brooklyn and New York City. I was messing with my man, Nut. We go back juvenile history, digging pockets and all that. But in 1990, I came home from a juvenile bid, and I was messing with him, and I saw him change on me. He was like, yo, I'm not digging no more fucking pockets no more. And he became a hustler and a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? So around the year 1990, crack was heavy to the point where everybody wanted to be drug dealers. And with that drug shit in New York City came guns, violence, and beef. And that's where my projects went wrong. We only got 7 buildings, bro. Mm-hmm. Who we gonna turn against? Each other. So all those childhood friends, and that's who buried each other. Childhood friends at the end of the day. And it's all because of the crack game. Because before we started indulging in crack and we was just doing the digging pockets and the petty robberies, everybody loved each other. We competed because, you know, friendly competition, but it was love. Crack, that shit did a number throughout the country. I'm quite sure. Or even on the
On the West Coast, Midwest, everywhere. And the story was the same. The story was the same everywhere. You had lifelong friends that grew up together. I'm talking about people from the Sandlot. Start killing each other, bro.
Yeah, Nas said it on one of his records. He was referring to rap when he said best friends become strangers. But that's what happened in the crack game, too. Best friends became strangers. To the point where they would take each other's lives.
Wow, man. And you was running with some pretty pivotal people. I noticed there's a few people that's really important to your story. There's a lot more, but there's two in particular. World and Wise.
World and Wise, my childhood friend, may Wise rest in peace. Wise is the only person I ever known as a big brother, even though he wasn't my biological brother. That was World's big brother. Now, growing up in Lafayette Gardens, we grew up in the same building. Like, we sandboxed. Me and World used to play with G.I. Joes and Smurfs. Like, that's what we did. And Wise, Myron, which was his real name, was his big brother. So he can't have a finger on his little brother without acknowledging me. And I don't have a big brother. So he raised both of us. But World was younger than me. You know what I mean? World was younger than me. Plus, I was a little off the rocket. You know what I mean? I was a little badass kid. So what I did in Wise found amusing or somewhat cool, he didn't like for World to do. World couldn't do what I did. Although I was his friend. Wise would let me get away with shit.
And not to interrupt you, but I want to put this in context for the people out there. Because, you know, first of all, you good friends with my partner, Doggy Diamond. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds,
man. Another childhood friend. He go back.
He was telling me when y'all was kids, man, that you was the size of a grown man.
Okay, now let me tell you. I caught that first juvenile bid October 31st, Halloween, 1987. I was 5'2", 125 pounds. I hit my puberty spurt in those 15 months. I came home 15 months later, 14 years old, about 6 feet, 195 pounds at 14. So I had my growth spurt there, and it was like that from then. I was 200 pounds since the age of 14.
200 pounds since the age of 14. So
in the weight pal. Yeah. In the weight pal.
So you was getting your swole on.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take you back. I want to go back to Wise and World, because you told me, man, that not you told me personally, but I heard that Wise had held down the LGs by himself for a long time.
Okay. You know, everybody had their little run with selling crack when everybody started to try to do it. Everybody had their run. But it was one year in particular, 1989, where Wise held that down by himself. And at that time, it was some heavy hitters coming through my hood. You know, you got some America's Most Wanted cats like Polite out of Brooklyn, New York. He had the major beef with Killer Ben. May Killer Ben and Polite both rest in peace. Polite was coming through my hood. You had T-Rock, man, he rest in peace. T-Rock was Homo, brother. You know, it's rumored that Homo was the one that tried to put 50 Cent down. So these dudes was gangsters. And they would come through my projects in 89, and Wise was standing through it in there 10 toes down, holding that down by himself. They wasn't getting no money in there. They was coming through. Their presence was felt. They wanted to, but Wise was holding that shit down by himself, and they respected that.
And we talking, you said 1989, right?
This is 1989. And I, you know, summer.
Just to give you youngsters out there a little context, the 80s was something else. The 80s was something else totally different. It was hard to hold something down back then. Because you usually wasn't to hold on to it for a while in the D game. It was always somebody coming.
Absolutely. And in Brooklyn, though, Brooklyn's a big borough, man. And Brooklyn was so big, they had to make Queens. That's real talk. Brooklyn was so big, they had to cut a piece of it and make Queens. Brooklyn's a big borough, and you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn grew up on robbing and stealing and backstabbing, and so crack didn't help. Crack did not help.
And so you mentioned a dude named Homie back there. You said he's the one that tried to lay 50 Cent down?
It's rumored that Homie was the one that tried to, allegedly. Yeah, it's rumored that, that's what 50 said. You know what I'm saying? It's rumored that Homo's supposed to be the one that tried to put him down, and T-Rock was Homo's older brother. So this is the dude coming through my projects in 89 with his gun on his hip, but Wise was standing in the middle of them projects holding that down, man, by himself. He had dudes around him, but they was not shooters. They ain't have no guns on their hips or no vests on their back. Wise was like that for Dolo. I watched that. Mm. I watched my big brother do that.
Just did his thing and he held it down.
Absolutely.
Now you know, you mentioned a few rap, you know, we mentioned 50 Cent, which he's from Queens, a Queens cat, right?
Absolutely.
You're from Brooklyn, man. Y'all got some legendary MCs over there. You know, as far as rappers, you got Biggie Smalls, you got the whole Junior Mafia faction.
Yeah, man. You know, shout out to Queensbridge. Shout out to 50. He do his thing when it comes to that music shit. You know what I'm saying? Left Rack, Norrie, and all of them. Queens is big. But when it comes to hip hop, we only got 7 buildings, bro. That's all we got. Queensbridge is huge. I mean, huge. So it's no surprise all them rappers came out of it. I got 7 buildings, bro. We gave you DJ Mr. C. We gave you Big Daddy Kane. Mr. C gave you Biggie. You know what I'm saying? We Junior Mafia, Little Kim, all that. You know what I'm saying? Easy Mo B, who produced all that Tupac shit. Like, that came out of LG, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Another rumor. I don't know. Mr. C might be mad at me, but it's a rumor. A dude in my projects pinned the symphony beat. But let it be told, Marley Marl get the credit. That beat came out of LG, I heard.
Oh, wow. So
That's you mean what to I tell heard.
Me one of the most pivotal hip hop records of all time from the Symphony. Somebody LG put that down.
Who made from that? From what beat? I hear, the rumor is a brother out of LG did that. Next thing you know, they ran with that shit, and Marley Marl was the producer.
Well, let's give that brother his light. What's his name?
His name is Shim Sean. Legendary Shim Sean. That's the rumor. That's what I got. I'm going to repeat it. You know what I'm saying? It now, is
Marley,
what it is.
Marley, you ain't out there claiming credit for no stuff you ain't making, is you?
You know what I'm saying? I heard Shim Sean made that motherfucking beat.
We breaking news on this. So let's go back to it, man. You had, out of all the rappers, you knew Lil' Kim, right? You knew Kim.
Yeah, me and Lil' Kim went to school together. Junior high school and a little bit of high school. Doggy Diamonds, too.
Is that right, man? Because they, you know, actually, a lot of people don't know it. Doggy was producing stuff for Biggie early on.
Yeah, Doggy grew up with them boys, man. Actually, Biggie grew up with Doggy, but everything, all that Junior Mafia shit come up under Doggy.
That's something, man. Doggy don't get
them the credit. Them dudes younger than Doggy. Yeah.
Dog don't never get the credit he deserved, dog. That's why I want to put all this out there and let it be known. Now, we talked about...
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Man, the 80s right here, right? You had a bit of a reputation.
Right.
Let's talk about that, man. What was you into, dog?
Okay. My reputation came just scrapping, man. Just being no nonsense and scrapping as a kid, being a little badass little kid, willing to fight, never scared to run from a fight. I took a couple of lumps and bruises. You can't win them all. But when I went to that first juvenile facility, when I went to Sparvin for the first time, I ran into my OG to this day. He's my OG out of East New York. His name is Brandon. We call him Briz. Now, we was children, and he saw me. Unbeknownst to me, he had knew me from the street. He reminded me of this. I didn't know that. I just thought he took a liking to me. He saw me. I was a scared little kid, and he threw me under his wing. That's what I thought. But unbeknownst to me, he knew me from the street. That's why he was checking for me. But I didn't know that. But when he checked for me and made sure I was all right, I watched him. And this nigga was checking shit. Like, he wasn't playing no games in the juvenile joint. Like, he was running down on niggas, beating shit out of big niggas, all that. Like, I said, okay, this is the blueprint. This is what we do. And I kid you not, I followed his blueprint, and I always kept motherfuckers in check around me. I ain't play no games because he didn't. Like, this is what he would have done. Mm-hmm. I followed his blueprint, and that shit went from juvenile to the Department of Corrections, because not only did I follow in his footsteps with the way I conducted myself, I followed his footsteps to prison.
Mm-hmm. He missed people's ass.
Yeah, he went to prison, and he was the same motherfucker, like checking shit, holding it down. And I was like, you know what? He put the blueprint down, and I must continue to conduct myself with these motherfuckers. And that's what it was. When the reputation just grew. Then I had some incidents on Rackets Island where I handled myself accordingly with the police. That shit grew, enhanced the reputation. And I always stood 10 deals down. I never had a reputation for being a foul, slimy, snake-type motherfucker, you know, a disrespectful dude. And I guess people respect me, and I respect others.
Yeah, your reputation for sure. See, yourself. Let's go back to something real quick, right? What did you catch your first major beat behind?
The stretch. The stretch was May 1992. I got into an accidental shooting where I accidentally shot a female in my housing projects. Mm. And I was convicted of a manslaughter where I was sentenced to 16 to 32 years, and I ended up doing 23 years out of that bit.
On some accidental shit.
Yeah, it was an accidental shooting, but it was my second felony. Mm-hmm. So if it would have been my first, because I caught a Midtown case as a 16-year-old, and they played me. Oh, take a year. Okay, I could be home in 8 months. I jumped on it, but they gave me my first felony. Mm-hmm. So now when I catch the accidental shooting, they're like, yo, you're a predicate felon. So now instead of me getting 8 years, they gave me 12. And then on top of that, I had the gun charge. They gave me another 3.5. It made it 16.
And New York don't play no games with guns, though.
Not only that, but New York don't have no fucking good time like every other state in the country. Like, we day for day. We don't get no good time. When I went to prison,
in the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You got 12 years, you're doing 12 years. Before the parole board even consider letting you out.
That's so crazy. Now, let me ask you this. Your first bid, where was you at? Where was you at again?
Man, my first bid, that stretch, I touched every maximum security state, every maximum security facility in New York State prison. one of them.
And see, I don't think these kids understand, man, because we're not glorifying this stuff. That's why I really wanted to have you on here, man. I don't think these kids out here really understand, man, because I watch people every day online on the internet threatening people.
Right.
Do all kind of goofy shit, man, and just do all kind of stupid stuff, man. They have no idea what they got in store for themselves if they continue on with their antics.
Yeah, let me tell you this, right? Like I said, when I was growing up, we didn't have OGs coming home schooling us. We had OGs coming home with their pants off their ass and they do-rag in their back pocket, talking about they held it down on a 1-3 or 2-6. Now you got OGs like me coming home saying, yo, bro, they roofed me when I was 16. I gave them 30 years. And they mad that I'm able to come home and talk to you. So now what they're going to do is they're going to give you 50 years. So you can't come home and talk to the youth. Because their plan didn't work. They tried to break us. They tried to get rid of us. They tried to bury us. And it didn't work. So now they're going to bury y'all young dudes, man. It's not, now it's not 25 to life for a body. It's natural life.
No, it's not.
They're giving you natural now.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that really, man, pisses me off, man, about some of the older brothers, man, is that we really wearing this time that they do, man, as badges of honor.
Mm.
They wearing the time as a badge of honor, like that's something that you want to get to. And I've heard young people say that, man, like, man, I just want to go to jail and be an OG.
Nah, you know what's an OG? An OG is a dude who conducts himself like a man. He take care of his family, he take care of his loved ones. You know what I'm saying? And if he's an OG in the hood, you got to get back to the hood. You ain't no OG in your hood. You ain't giving back to your hood. How you an OG in your hood? You don't care about your hood.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You care about your hood, you uplift your hood. You don't destroy it. That's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do now. But that's my message. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Because you can sit in front of the TV and watch Denzel and be entertained all day. So if you want to hear the shit I've been through and be entertained, it's cool. But at the end of the day, I don't want you walking away from me thinking that shit is cool. I want you to learn from what I've been through so you ain't got to go through it. Like my man Puerto Rican Mikey say, you got to learn what not to do. What not to do.
Exactly.
Because
the thing is, I work with a lot of kids, man. I don't have youth football programs in the community, man. Mm-hmm. And I like to do a lot of stuff for the community because I believe that kids – that's our future right there. If we don't look at them going to be them same little cats crawling through your window.
Absolutely.
So you better look out for them and give them some game right now. What is it that you have planned, man, further to get your messaging out there, man, to these kids?
Okay. With the kids, being that I recently jumped on YouTube with the LG story, me and my man Mikey with St. Lies, shout out to Mikey, my partner. Shout out to St. Lass for giving us that platform on YouTube. Ever since we did this, we've been getting so much positive feedback and love in my community where, see, I did the 23 years and I didn't return back to my community. You understand what I'm saying? I had to give myself a chance, which was not returning back to my community and getting my life together. Don't get me wrong. I hit the ground running and I made sure I gave back to society. I just didn't get report back to my community. So you got a lot. I popped up here and there. They seen my face. But a lot of the youth, they heard of me and they don't know me. Mm-hmm. And my man Mikey, he been off the set for 22 years. Ever since Nut died. Rest in peace. So they don't know us. And this YouTube shit has introduced them to us. So we got their attention. And while I got their attention, I must give them a message. I got their attention, bro. It'd be a disservice of me to not do that. So while I got their attention, I want to give them a message so they don't got to go through what me and Mikey went through. That's my message to the youth.
And that's what I'm saying, because, you know, man, I'm very fortunate, man, that I have never been in the penitentiary. You know, I've been locked up a couple of times for little stuff, not no long enduring time. But every partner I got, man, that actually did time, they didn't come home the same. It was like something missing with them. You feel what I'm saying?
Missing like what?
Just like, man, you know, like I got one partner that came home. He came home hella paranoid. He came over to the house. Every time he heard a sound, he was, man, you hear that over there? Oh, what's up, old boy over there? You know what I'm saying? So they came home different. You feel what I'm saying?
See, prison affect people in different ways, and people do time different ways. You got a guy could go in prison, and he has no support system. So now he's forced to live off the land of prison, and sometimes that shit don't work for people. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, motherfucker end up taking medication, smoking cigarettes off the floor, doing a lot of solitary confinement. That shit getting the best of them. And then what they do, your time's up, they drop you back in the street. Now you come home, something is missing.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what,
it ain't though? The same no more.
Now, I had one, I got a couple of homeboys. They say time actually did them good because they did their program.
Now you got
brothers, their program.
There you go. Then you got dudes who come to prison and say, you know what? I'm going to make the best of this. I'm going to take this program. I'm going to take that program. I'm going to better myself. So when I, because you got to go to, in New York, you got, I don't know about other prisons, but I know in New York, you got to go to the parole board. You got to make these motherfuckers want to let you go. It ain't no just do your time and go home. You got to sit here and after doing the time, convince these motherfuckers to let you go. So you got brothers who take that shit serious and they better themselves. They're getting all the programs. They get all the certificates. They get all the licenses. They get the degrees. They get the education. And it does better them. And then when they come home, they also run it and they're better people.
That's real, man. That's the whole thing about it.
Different stories, brother. It can go different ways for different people, man. Real talk. It can go so many different ways. Like, I came in with as a kid with one dude. I saw him, what, 92? I saw him 9 years later, 2001. He walked past me, and I was like, yo, I know this dude. And he was on medication. He was zoned out looking for cigarette butts on the floor. And 9 years later. So it affects people in different ways. And then what they let you out. They don't do nothing for you. They don't put you in a hospital and make sure you're good. They let your ass out just like that.
Just send you back to the streets. And that's the thing. A lot of people went in. They was already staying with grandma, but they do time. Now grandma is gone.
Now you come home to what?
Yeah, so you're coming home enough times.
They put you in these shelters and that shit don't work. And shelters is like prison. Motherfuckers living like they in prison in the shelter. You back over in the streets and 9 times out of 10, that shit lead back to prison.
Man, Fruit, this is what I want to do, man. Like we said, I know you're short on time, man. I appreciate you coming on at this last minute like this, man.
I appreciate you having me, brother. I appreciate you having me. I am truly honored and I'm blessed. Thank you.
For sure, bro. So what I want to do, we're going to come back with a part two to this, but what's your YouTube channel, man? What's the YouTube channel, man? Let's see what YouTube thing y'all got going on.
I just created a YouTube. Doggy Dodd said he's going to help me get it right. It's at The Big Fruit. No, The Real Fruit. The Real Fruit. That's DaRealBig Fruit. The Real Big Fruit.
For sure, man.
It's new to me. The Real Big Fruit.
And I'm going to make sure I drop some links in there, too, man. I definitely want y'all to go check out, man, this series they got going on, man, on FGs, man. It's crazy. It's real informative, man. You're going to learn a lot when you go on there.
Also, you can check me out on Instagram. My Instagram is Fruquan_Sunny_Bailey. The LG story is all over the Instagram. And if you want to go straight to the Instagram, you can check out St. Laz LG story playlist. It's all there. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do something big in that. And with the LG story, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to see who won't bite. They like what they see. They see the numbers. They see the views. It's moving. And I'm trying to get the lights, camera, action back in the hood so them little boys out there can work, man. Them little kids out there growing up in my projects, they want to do some acting. They want to do whatever. That's what I want to do, man.
That's what I'm doing in my hood. And for everybody out there, I'm going to have them links down below. So make sure y'all go down below, check out them links, and go hit my man up, man.
I appreciate you, brother. But we're going to keep it rocking. We're going to do part two, part three, whatever you need from me, brother.
Oh, for sure. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And we out of here.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Well, that concludes another episode of the Gangster Chronicles podcast. Be sure to download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangster Chronicles podcast. For Apple users, find that purple mic on the front screen of your phone, subscribe to the show, leave a comment and a rating. Executive producers for the Gangster Chronicles are Norm Steele, James McDonald, and Aaron MC8 Taylor. Our visual media director is Brian Wyatt. Show's audio editor is Taylor Hayes. The Gangster Chronicles is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia. Any questions or comments, hit us up. TheGangsterChroniclesPodcast@gmail.com. Peace. Be safe.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.